Breaking. Prologue. Prin ran beside the hedge, holding out her hand so the leaves brushed over her fingers. The swishing sound of her skin along the plants was constant and relaxing, a welcomed break from hearing the Zaith buzzing in her village, Threvenelt. She didn't mind much that she heard everyone Zaith. Only when the village gathered did the humming and buzzing escalate too much for her to handle. Prin's mother told her that when she was just a child, she would go into tantrums in large crowds, covering her ears and screaming until her parents led her away. They couldn't understand why at the time. Now that Prin was all grown up, Tem was old after all, she had grown to enjoy the sounds she heard. Still, it was relaxing, removing herself from the village proper to escape the humming from time to time. Running along the hedge that circled Threvenelt was one of her favorite things to do. It kept her the furthest possible distance from the others, and there was a familiarity in keeping that hedge beside her. The only sound was the quick stepping of her feet and the rushing of her hands through the leaves. A bell chime from the village sounded faintly, but distinctly, that signaled midday. Prin looked up to the sky. The clouds were a lilac color, the lightest time of the day. She wondered, as she often did, how they knew when to darken and lighten each day. Some days were darker than others, but today was a bright day. Prin stopped running and walked down the shallow slope away from the hedge. Trees covered the slope here on the west side of Threvenelt, but she didn't have to travel far before a slight buzzing sound reached her. This one had a particular skip to it. That would be Tate, who tended much of Threvenelt's vegetation. Prin walked a bit further before the trees thinned and a great garden greeted her. The rows of vegetables spread wide before her, and she took a path down a grassy aisle between two plots. Tate walked ahead of her, and she soon caught up to him, his buzzing clear now in her mind. A soft hum with a long skip and then a quick second skip just after the first.
"Hello, Tate. It's a very light day today."
Tate startled and laughed, turning to greet her. His light gray skin was fair in the midday light, as would be all the people in Threvenelt.
"Yes, it is, Prin. How easy it is for you to startle me."
Tate stepped to the side and motioned for Prin to continue past him. Prin smiled at him and pressed on, finishing her way through the garden. A general buzzing in her mind steadily intensified as she reached the first houses of the village. Her home was set on the east side of Threvenelt. Rather than walk through the center where people would be attending the giving of the Zaith, Prin instead rounded her way around the outskirts of the village, which had the general form of a circle. The humming never overwhelmed her this distance from the village center. The only time she ever needed to go there was when the Zaith was replenished by one of the Seal Evnim, a keeper of the Zaith. Prin never heard her own Zaith, though, so she never saw the reason for her partaking. Her parents insisted, though, and it was nice seeing the people from her village assemble all together from time to time. Prin rounded the north side of the village. The trees were sparse here, though their wide and thick canopies still darkened the ground and filtered the lighter lilac from the sky into a darker purple. Prin walked half in the shade and half in the light and examined her hands. The one hand was light gray in the lights, and her other in the shade was a darker gray, both hands having a slight blue tinge. Prin much preferred the midday light. Though she could see well enough, even in the dark, the light brought a different kind of cheer to her. The eastern slope of Threvenelt appeared from under the thinning canopy of trees. This side of the village didn't have much for trees or bushes, just the open slope that rounded Threvenelt up to the hedge that surrounded it.
Prin's house was the furthest one on this side, her parents having moved to this distance once they realized it was everyone Zaeth that she was hearing. Prin spotted her house, separated from the other outlying huts. There was nothing distinct about it, as all the homes in Threvenelt were constructed the same. Layered bending and folding of the Vi wood for the walls and the thatched roof it supported. The grass thinned and gave way to the dirt the closer she approached her home. Along the front side, facing the village, were an assortment of tools, outside gear, wooden chairs, and a central fire pit that was used frequently. Prin pulled up one of the rough-looking, but sturdy, seats and planted herself in front of the door. It would still be some time before her parents filled her phial with the Zaeth and brought it to her to drink. She never noticed any difference when she replenished her Zaeth, if her spirit retained any at all. But when any other person drank, their thrumming sound would immediately louden. A very slight buzzing again reached her as Threvenelt's people started to return to their homes after having replenished themselves with the Zaeth. This far away from everyone, the variety of intensities and inflections was bearable, only when... That's odd, Prin thought. She turned and looked inside the hut. She knew no one was there, but a very deep rumbling sound reached from behind her. It didn't disappear when she waited. In fact, the longer she sat there listening, the louder the sound seemed to grow. Prin stood and walked around her hut and stared up the long, barren slope to the hedge at the top, which looked small from this far away. She closed her eyes. Even with the humming behind her from the village, this new sound began to overpower them all. It was not at all like the buzzing sounds from the Zaeth. The sound wasn't even a hum at all, but like a deep drum whose one beat never faded, like the sound of rolling thunder. Very quickly, the sound escalated. It pounded and throbbed inside her skull. Prin pressed her hands against her ears, even though she knew that wouldn't help. Just when she thought its intensity was becoming too much for her to bear, it stopped quicker than it had come on. The sudden quietness that it left in its wake unsteadied Prin for a moment, and she grabbed onto the side of her house to stabilize herself. A ringing was left in her mind from the quick change, but soon that too faded completely. A new sound, a welcomed, normal humming appeared again, one with a soothing constant and hardly any inflections.
Prin!
Her mother called from the front of the house, having returned with a full phial of the Zaeth. When Prin didn't answer, her mother called again. Prin took one last look up the slope. The hedged wall and naked hill seemed cold to her now, almost lifeless, as if they too had heard and felt that dreadful sound. Prin turned from the hillside and returned to her mother, but that thundering roar still echoed in her mind.